The dream is real.
He done got vacation sex and now he's a freak.
Did you say something about freak? We got to start the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the safest place on earth. I call it Love Land. There are tongues out. We've been away for a week. I don't know what's going on. But I'm your lifestyle specialist, a.k.a. the culture man, Kenny Burns. I know I got 15 niggas like my daddy. Yeah, but these two are world famous on the Kenny Burns Show. Ladies and gentlemen, start putting your hands together for the amazing, the talented. She goes by Dr. Cheryl Reed. We call her Dr. Sugar. Dr. Sugar Cheryl Ray Reed, how you doing?
I'm amazing, amazing. Hey,
yes, girl. Yes, honey. I see that Delta shirt on, honey. They said you're making T-shirts by the 500-pound dozen. I don't know what that means.
Yep, gone in order.
Gone in order with Sugar Baby. Ooh, Sugar Baby. That sounds like a whole new clothing line. Sugar Baby. Okay, we heard talk about that. I need 10%. All right, keep those round of applause going, ladies and gentlemen. She's from Kansas City. My son going to Dodge City Junior College out there to play basketball this fall, and he will be over Kendra Taylor's house every week. Kendra Taylor, how you doing? All right, need home-cooked meals for Kyle.
He's always invited.
Yes, honey, new mansion, child. She got snakeskin on her body right now. I don't know what that face came from, but hi, y'all. I'm so happy to see y'all.
You missed us.
I did, okay. And we FaceTime. Sugar said, get the hell off FaceTime, IG Live, and go back to your family. I had the most amazing time, but first, I want to tell y'all the title of episode 80, Fake Love. That's right.
I got fake people showing fake love to me straight up to my face.
Episode 80 is Fake Love, child. I'm just going to go and bust that gun early. Yeah, we're talking some shit today. But I want to start off with some real love. Ladies and gentlemen, I had the pleasure of staying at Villa Bash. Yeah, everybody was asking why I was there. I wasn't finna tell you because I ain't need no pop-ups, no surprises, okay? No naked people running up on me on the beach, okay? All right, huh? Huh? People acting different out of the country now, okay? But I had a great time with my family. Jessica celebrated her birthday late. Obviously, her birthday was the Thursday before we left. So big shout out to Jessica Burns. Aries run my life. Then on the 17th, my son Kyle Burns turned 20. Oh, he's active. Oh, yeah. Big shout out to Aziza for Jess and Kyle. They was bringing out signs and just sending us all types of liquors and stuff like that. We was off the liquors. All right. And then happy birthday. Happy 50th birthday to one of my day ones, Paris White. That's my best friend, Wendell White's wife. Big shout out to Paris. Celebrated her and child. Wendell made a cake. He was on vacation. We had a chef and butlers and shit. He wanted to make a cake. He make the best cakes in the world. I swear to God, it's enough butter to tantalize your heartstrings. It's enough ice. It's just the right amount of all the things. So big shout out to Wendell for making a cake for his wife. I ate half of it. But I had a great time. And I'm Coco Ken. All right. It's not even June. And I got my Coco Ken glaze. And if you want a Coco Ken glaze, I suggest you go somewhere hot right now where there ain't no clouds and the sun can beat your ass. Because I was tired yesterday. I got back tired. I was almost asleep all day. I don't know. I need a vacation from the vacation, child. I was drinking every day and gummies and all types of wild shit. I was like, what is going on, you gummy child? Listen, if you're having trouble sleeping, I don't know what this is turning into episode-wise, but if you have trouble sleeping, child, get you a gummy. It's a hybrid version. I don't know what it is. You can call Paris, child. They taste like pears. Okay. Every night, I'm like Pac-Man off that motherfucker. Okay. Sorry. How you doing? All right. Well,
Vacation Kenny and regular Kenny are not the same.
Yeah. Listen, it's Dominican Ken out the country, baby. I can get to speaking all types of languages and shit. But I want to shout out Kendall Hearns from Robotic Minds. Y'all, he did this amazing jacket I have on, as you know. McDonald's is a big partner of TKBS, and he did a collaboration with McDonald's and his company, Robotic Minds. I want to shout out Kendall Hearns, not Burns, Hearns. Round of applause, Kendall. This is amazing, Jack. I'm wearing it, Kendall. You see, the dream is real, player. We all we got, we all we need. But episode 80, Fake Love.
I got fake people showing fake love to me straight up to my face.
But I want to start off episode 80, Fake Love, with a story. And Sugar, I need your assistance.
Story time.
You was excited. You ain't said that in a couple of
times.
Your ladies, long time. You just I don't know. It's just your energy, child. But anyway, so I want to take you back to the year of 1995. I was a promoter in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm doing my thing. And I had an idea of getting into the music business by way of street team promotions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, big shout out to Steve Riffin. He will take credit because he incorporated the term street team or something like that. But I would like to just put my bid in that I was part of the founding fathers of street teams. Anyhow, during one of our amazing nights in front of 112 promoting The Warehouse, a guy by the name of Claude Austin and another guy by the name of Dave Gates came up to me. And they were like,
yo, what you promoting, man? We see you everywhere. You got the parties on Smash. We done brought a few artists.
And they started name dropping all this music stuff that was happening in Atlanta. I'm like, oh, I did not even know. You know, you never know who's watching. You never know who's there really at the party, too, because it'd be 1,000 people every Friday. I can't see everybody. But he was telling me about this new artist named Monica. And I was like, oh, man, I think I'm familiar, you know, because Atlanta, they were playing Don't Take It Personal, but they weren't playing it nowhere else. And it was kind of like a touch and go whether it was going to hit. And he was like, yo, we're about to put this single out again. We need your help. And I was like, say less. So I got on the Rowdy Records team, ladies and gentlemen. I was hired as Street Team Marketing Promotions. If you do not know what Rowdy Records was, it was Dallas Austin's first label, and Monica was the artist, and I'm doing this promotion, y'all. Now, mind you, I'm seeing things in the music business that's not quite like we did it in the streets. You know what I'm talking about? There was a lot of fake love. Real talk, because, you know, it's like, I'm so excited. And like I said in my Soul Food Sunday, which inspired this episode, I love at first sight. If I see something genuine in you, something amazing in you, something God-like in you, I'm just in love. I'm in love with the spirit. I want to grow it. I want to amplify it. And so I'm leading into my first entree into the music business feeling this way. And so I'm going through the motions, y'all. Now, mind you, I told y'all they tried to put out Don't Take It Personal one time before I got there. Now, I don't know all the dynamics that go on in record labels and how many pieces to the puzzle. And I'm learning. You got national teams. You got local teams. You got Arista Records, who was the parent company. You got BMG, who's the distribution. I'm learning all this for the first time. But I know one thing. Monica was getting hot in them streets, and it was because of Kenny Burns, huh? For myself, yeah. And then I'm looking at it like, okay, cool. I'm feeling the energy on how I could exist in this business. Now, mind y'all, I told you about the fake love I was feeling. And there was one person, his name is David Gates. And I mentioned him at the beginning of the story. He was one of the people that approached me in that parking lot at 112. And he remained a consistent beacon in my life this entire time, which I knew was real love. But the rest of it, because Claude Austin, God rest the dead, had died at this point. And I'm feeling myself. Y'all want a promotion. I know I deserve a promotion. Monica is now millions record sold. And all of a sudden, man, I'm in a meeting. And the people that I thought loved me, because, you know, I'm coming from the street game, you know what I'm saying, outside of the industry walls, and I'm coming into this game, and I thought I could be honest in this meeting. I thought I could be forthcoming in this meeting to say how I felt. And at this particular meeting, Dallas was supposed to come. Now, I felt, you know, I'm a street guy at this time, converting into a music guy. So I'm like, you said you was going to be there. You're not there. So off top, I'm mad. I'm in the meeting. We're talking about things. I was like, well, I need X, Y, and Z. I'm getting the fuck up out this month. I'm thinking I could just put my shit down. And mind you, Dave Gates is Dallas Austin, right-hand man. And I'm telling him everything. And he with me. Like, he giving me the courage to say these things, you know what I'm saying? In so many words. I think I was a little rough around the edges, so some of the things I probably shouldn't have said, like, fuck Dallas Austin. I probably should have said that when he didn't come. So he found out, said, fuck him, he fired me. You know what I'm saying? Got fired. Yep, shot me in the pink toe. And then I'm like, well, where the love at?
I got fake people showing fake love to me straight up to my face.
Where I'm from, I could say, fuck you, we could be friends tomorrow, because you said something to me that you were going to do, and you wasn't there. So then I'm telling Dave Gates, who is today my big brother, and who is the one who actually, when I decided to do Fight Night, he reconnected me with the guy who had the life rights. That's how long, you know what I'm saying, he's been my big brother and active in my life. And so I go to his office like, this motherfucker gonna fire me? He wasn't even there. He can't even come to my, you know me, I'm just on some other shit. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. He like,
man, you right.
And for the first time, like, you know, this is my entree. Now, I'm not expecting nobody to defend my actions, so to speak. I'm thinking the reprimanding is going to not even be a reprimand from him, but more like, yeah, you shouldn't have said that. He was like,
nah.
Flipped his desk. So he's like,
fuck Dallas. Tell Dallas I said fuck Dallas.
So in the midst of fake love, I found real love. And I found that a motherfucker would vouch for you if you were your authentic self. And so in that moment, so I just want to give a round of applause for David Gates, because I thought it was going to be more like, damn, make me feel bad. I got to go. I'm all out. And mind you, I was only making $19,000 a year. That's how I want y'all to really hold on to life. I was making $19,000 a year. So it wasn't no money. I was making money throwing parties, but I was in the music business. I was excited about being in the music business. So now, you know, I'm leaving that situation, and I was better for it, honestly, because there are things you should and shouldn't say in certain times, and there's timing for things. So, but anyway, I want to get into this episode, and I want to talk about taking things personal.
Don't take it personal.
Because I took it personal in that meeting that he wasn't there. It's a business. The man's he's producing Madonna or some fly shit, TLC, something. He just couldn't make the meeting. I shouldn't have got so in my feelings, and I shouldn't, and I still believe it was fake love from a lot of people in there. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I shouldn't have took it so personal. How do y'all feel about that? Because taking things personal, you got to realize it's much bigger than that.
So the thing is this, especially when you're getting to know people, you really got to allow yourself to understand who they are and where they're coming from, that you won't take things personally. Because just because they said something, that doesn't mean it's like completely like against you.
Yes.
It means that that's just what they said.
Facts.
And if you choose not to take your time to get to know who they are and what they mean by what they say, you can't be offended.
No question.
And if you don't feel like that they are worth your time because you don't know them well enough, let the offense go.
Yeah, sugar, we just take things too personal. Like, of course, I'm 19, 20 years old at the time, so I'm not really in my bag of like understanding how much goes into it, understanding that I shouldn't say that particular thing, especially when he wasn't there. I should have said it to his face, which I ended up saying to his face. You know what I'm saying? But it's like there are things and ways you can handle it that don't have to be in that setting, because I'm fronting on him basically in front of the entire staff and he wasn't there. But I think we, and Kendra, I want to know what you think about this. We just get into our feelings sometimes and don't really think before we speak. And I think fake love is a real thing, but it's also advantages to fake love because you end up knowing how to deal with people.
For me, I've learned over time to just take a beat before I respond.
You sure? Because, child, you beat. You know, with me, I just, all I see is gunpowder and smoke sometimes.
Because that's us. You know,
okay.
That's
all right.
What we do.
That's real,
you know,
love.
It's all love.
That's real love.
You know
love.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's with people that I love and care about, that knows me, knows my personality, and knows that I know me ill will towards anyone that I truly love. So I'm still a little rough, and I have learned to just take a little beat before I respond to certain
right.
things, because everybody don't know my personality and they don't know that I'm just straightforward.
Right.
And there's, I mean, I don't know how to sugarcoat shit.
Yeah, we
so
know.
I'm not for the week.
Yeah, we saw you answer the phone before the show. You was like,
I'm recording.
I did not say it like that.
Okay. I don't know what you heard, but I know what me and Sugar heard.
In that time, you and Sugar looked at me like, damn, you didn't even say hello. But I was trying to keep it quick. And
being
that he knows my personality and know who I am, I don't have to like go around a whole bush just say, hey, I'm recording. How are you? No, I'm recording. Quick.
Okay, well, there's an episode we're going to dedicate to you and your personality. We're going to try just to give two words would have softened that up. Hey, I'm about to start recording. I'll call you back. You know what I'm saying? But we have a whole other episode up. But I
ain't her. She got to be her.
Okay, just trying to help
it's
the people.
It's not me.
Okay.
It's not me.
Okay.
And I try so hard. I do try. And sometimes, depending on my response, if I'm responding late, that's why I take a beat.
Yeah.
I'll call a friend and say, hey, this is what I'm going to say. Does
yeah.
that sound nice?
I'd be like, hold on. We're going to soften it up just a little bit.
Yeah, we're just going to take a little. Yeah, it's just fine. All right, whips and chains. That's all I think about when I think about, you know, Kendra sometimes. It's like whips and chains. She's whipping the chain. It's just some violence that goes on. All right, great. I think fake love is rooted in usury. And let's talk about being used, because I want people to understand the art of being used. And this is a real thing. This is a real thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's not something for you to be upset about. It's not something for you to be discouraged behind, because I'm encouraging all lovers to be lovers always and lead with love, be in love with situations, love your job. Fuck all that shit talking about it's the paper. No, love that shit. Love going there. Find something, someone you love in that motherfucker that's going to keep your energy high and balanced. But the art of being used is to understand your goals first. All right, ladies and gentlemen. And this is in relationships and or business. You have to go into everything premeditated. Yes, I'm saying premeditated. I ain't saying going in scheming, taking advantage of. I'm saying premeditated. I want to be in love with children. I want this amount of money at this certain point in my life. I want to travel the world. Everything you want. Even when you're going into business, I want to be a manager at this year. I want to be a VP at this year. I want to have my own company by this year. You have to have intentional goals. Yeah. The art of being you, everybody's getting used, ladies and gentlemen. It's how are you being treated in that process? How are you demanding to be treated in that process? There are learning curves. There are people that know more than you. There are opportunities that you ain't gonna see for yourself. As long as you're figuring out what those things are, fuck trying, y'all. We tired of trying. Let's shoot trying in the face. Let's kill trying. No, I'm just saying you gotta try to get there, but you feel what I'm saying. I want to make sure that we have a plan because I think the art of being used can be to our advantage. What do y'all think?
I think it's wild that people don't allow other people to do what they're good at and you do what you're good at. And usually when we think about being used, it has a negative connotation.
Yes.
That's the issue.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily a negative thing all the time, especially in the way that you are presenting it, KB.
Yeah.
So I think this is a good conversation to have because we have to look at it differently. Because if I know Kendra is a planner,
yes,
and she's going to have things planned out a month in advance, I'm gonna be like, friend, I need you to help me remember to order this, this, and this because this is coming up.
Right.
That, I literally do that. I'd be like, okay, friend, start a note saying so you can help me remember what I need to do. And guess what? She does it because
right.
I know she's going to hold me accountable. So if she knows that I'm good at creating things,
yeah,
guess what? She's going to be like, friend, I need you to make this, da, 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 da. And I'd be like, okay, so how do you feel? Like, what are your thoughts? I get her vision and then I execute it. So like, even though it is transactional,
yeah,
it's not a negative transaction.
At all.
I do what I'm good at. You do what you're good at, and we are a power team.
But that's the basis of personal and business relationships, what Sugar just said.
Yeah.
If you honor the gifts, you cannot not be rewarded. If you honor the gifts, think about what I'm saying. If you know your superpower and you're good at what? Me and Tiffany, like the one thing I love about Tiffany, she gonna try it. Not only try, she gonna create and present it. And then we'll both be like, all right, cool. We great, great segue. I love myself sometimes. So we have been working on this name and logo for this party, right? And I've been teasing it. Y'all been seeing the teasers. No hooker. Oh, no, no hooker. See, there I go again with the hooker shit. Just shoot. No, no. Hello. Wait. That's violent. No, we don't. But no, no hookah, no sexy red. I was saying no scammers and something. I've been kind of like just giving you the nuances of parties we ain't with, that we not going. Right, Twin? We ain't going. We not going if these elements are at play. And so the whole time I'm thinking of like how I want this to look and feel. And sure enough, Tiffany just hear me say something, she'll create something, I'll be like, damn, all right, cool. And then we like, okay, shit, one thing she created I'm using, which is the heart y'all been seeing. And then we got the words right, because we know to go to DL Warfield, big shout out to DL Warfield, my creative partner for everything else. And round of applause, yep. And I just feel like he nailed it.
Mm.
He nailed it. And the name of the new monthly, bi-monthly, we will turn to a festival eventually, is No Ordinary Love. No Ordinary Love, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, y'all seen the first promo. And I think that my No Ordinary Love for culture, music, fashion, art, you know what I mean? You will see all these things at this monthly, you know, or bi-monthly event. You know, it's a testament to the real love that I've put in my circles. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm on vacation this weekend with my day ones. It was no new nothing. My children, my day ones. I can see everybody in the world and they know they gonna get some authentic real love when they see me. Yeah, like I saw my man True Life. In I hadn't seen him in a long time. He did 10 years. I hadn't seen him back in the Rockefeller days, last time I seen him. And he came home, I saw him, you know, but it's all love. I ain't seen him in 16, 17 years, something crazy. love, like, so it's always love. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. When y'all are looking at relationships and you're looking, we're all going to be used. We're all going to be used on some level. It's times with my own family, like, damn, it's not even today. I feel away. And I'm letting everybody know, I need a hug. I need to feel something. You know, I mean, seriously, though. And there's nothing wrong with that.
That's the thing. You have to communicate what your needs are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not getting what you need, just acting like somebody's just going to come out the clear blue sky. No.
Yeah.
That's insanity. That's the same thing. If you feel a way about something that I've done to you and you say nothing to me.
Yeah.
We not beefing. You mad. Mm-hmm. If I have done something to offend you, talk to me.
Come on.
We are adults. Whatever the thing is, we can either agree or we can disagree and move forward.
No question.
But at least we can have a conversation. I was, y'all, I'm going to say this and I'm going to be done.
Come on.
I was in a relationship for 2 years, supposedly.
Yep.
This man broke up with me via text while I was on vacation.
What?
And I said, what you mean? And he was like, it's just not working. I said, when you say you love somebody.
Mm-hmm.
When you say you love somebody and things aren't working, you have a conversation and then you amicably decide whether you're going to work on it or whether you're going to part ways. This isn't that.
Right.
You don't have access to me anymore.
Wow.
So that's communication factor. If somebody is doing something that you don't like, say something.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be confrontational, but it does have to be communication.
Absolutely. And I think that's even in the business side of things.
Everything.
You up here so in fear of what's going to happen if you say something or do something. What you think you was hired for? I don't want nobody working with me don't have no opinion. I don't want to work. I don't want to be around. Because, you know, the thing about it is if everything's depending on you, that's stress on you. Trust me, I felt the weight of the world at times, especially being an entrepreneur. And half of you people listening that think you want to be an entrepreneur ain't ready for it. It's just too much to come with it. You got to make decisions at the drop of a dime that could affect everything in your algorithm and your personal, professional algorithm. So I want to say, you know, that when you're thinking about fake love being rooted in usury, when you're thinking about the art of being used, you better think about how you can use them too.
1 in 8, that's how many people have worked at McDonald's and where some have continued their career. Where graduates of McDonald's Career Online High School program are now role models leading the next generation. Where aunties, uncles, cousins, and communities learn skills they can use in every aspect of life.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 have worked at McDonald's, and where you start stays with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Culture Man, Kenny Burns. You know I'm talking about the dream of motherfucking random. I'm talking fast because I get all these points out in 30 seconds. You have to do me a favor. You have to go to your favorite platform where you listen to the Kenny Burns Show, a.k.a. TKBS, and I need you to download the episodes. We cannot be number one if you don't download. Number two, I need you to write a comment. I don't know why the hell I have a 4.8 on Spotify and I have 5 stars on Apple. Let's make it even. I love you in real life. Stay tuned. We have more TKBS on the way. Peace.
The dream is real.
TKBS. Nation, we've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone. If only you had Discover Card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. TKBS Nation, you can't claim the no good flavor if you aren't claiming the McCrispy as your go-to chicken sandwich. Two buttered buns stacked with pickles and crispy, juicy, tender chicken. You know I'm a pickle person, and on my delicious and juicy McCrispy between those buttered buns, my pickle game is strong. You smell it? It's calling me now. I don't think I've ever made it home from the drive-thru without taking a bite of that fresh McCrispy. I like it hot. And ladies and gentlemen, if you see me eating my McCrispy and I have crispy remnants of chicken in my beard, keep it moving. My only goal is to finish my juicy tender McCrispy, my fries, and my chocolate shake. I guess the word is out. Get yours today. Calling all superheroes. That's right. Coca-Cola and Marvel are teaming up to release limited edition Coca-Cola products featuring your favorite Marvel characters. Collect them all to assemble your own Marvel universe.
universe, and be sure to scan your Coca-Cola for a chance to win super-powered prizes and unlock powerful AR experiences. But act fast, fans. These collectibles won't last long. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the U.S. and D.C. who are 13 and up. Ends on June 30th, 2024. Visit Coke.com/Marvel24 for official rules. TKBS Nation. Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 micro grants. We get to find out what happens after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Palana Lamagne from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El Hakim from the Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplified their movements, and/or propelled them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on Toyota.com. or wherever you listen to podcasts. How can you better your life, you know what I'm saying, in this situation? And it has to be those type of decisions, especially you grown motherfuckers. Hello, you 59 years old. Now, I just saw a swipe the other day on Wealth. I think we follow Wealth on Instagram. They had like people who started companies in their 50s, right? Far and few in between, okay? Just because McDonald's did it. Another client. You like that plug? Okay. But just because they did it don't mean you could do it. Y'all better start looking at your skill sets now. Because there's some people you could attach yourself to that could take you everywhere you want to go in life. I'm just saying. Y'all want to sit up here and act like it's just easy to do, to create. Poof, there you go. Poof is a poof your ass right into a rolling chair. Got put. Hello? You be sick, can't walk. Got hello? Poof your ass right out of something consistent. That's what you want to do?
Okay. Well, I don't like the word using. Mm-hmm. So I would love, me and Sugar and Tiff had a whole debate in regards to the word using.
Yeah.
Because I do understand what you're saying. I just need another word because I don't want anybody using me and I don't want to use anybody.
Nah, but it's not. But
we can
Kendra,
be intentional in our relationship.
Nah, but you don't know what's happening in any new relationship.
Yeah,
No. I want you to hear me though. You don't know what you're getting into. So you better go in there with an idea of what you want. That's all I'm saying. And use the word, so transactional sounds as bad as use. You know what I'm talking about? My thing is like, it's just the point of you knowing what you want. It's not saying I'm gonna be a fucking asshole. Like when I call you, Kendra, you be like, I'm busy and hang up on me. Like the shit you be knowing. I'm not saying like that. I'm saying, she don't do that, y'all, I'm just playing. But I'm saying like, you know, for me, I am a lover. Like, I can't help myself. I just love people. I meet somebody, and if they impress me to the point where my spirit is touched, I will tell them I love them that day. It means the shit. Now, I might not love them, won't be with them, shit like that, but love meaning appreciating the affection for what you bring to the table, your light, your presence, your being. I can say that and mean it. But at the end of the day, I'm also going to enter every situation like that because I want the full hurt of the situation. If it's not reciprocated in the way that I showed up, I want the full hurt, because what that hurt has allowed me to do is to almost be impenetrable. Now, age is making me soft. I ain't gonna lie. What happened to Kyle made me way soft. But like, I don't really have many things that's gonna disappoint me. Do you know who I work with at many junctures in my life? I used to, dog, and I got another story time. Baby, I'm at, Sean Combs Wine and Spirits. A lot of y'all know my history as far as moving to LA to launch Revolt Television. In the middle of my tenure, this time with Sean Combs, I was moved to Sean Combs Wine and Spirits. And, you know, I had a couple successful launches with that, right? And I'll never forget this. One day, I'm in my office. And you deal with temperamental people, you get temperamental energy, and therefore you're disrupted. You can't even really function on the daily because you don't know what the fuck somebody gonna say. And I would suggest anybody get the fuck up out of there if you continuously feeling that way. But I never forget, I'm in the Sean Combs and Spirits offices, and in my office, I didn't have a lot of stuff. In my Revolt office, I had
all types. Keep the passion, lose the emotion. I had all type of letters on the wall, pictures everywhere. But this particular office, it was a little more high class, you know, sophisticated. So I wanted to be sophisticated in my office. I had 8 pictures in a row. And I just had those pictures because it was significant pictures of my journey, this, that, and third. And on the other side, I had this visual of water. As y'all know, I am balanced when around salt water, blue skies, and sand. That is my recharge. I equate that to, like, you know, when a wire is broken and it's putting back together, that's how sun, sand, and salt water affects me. But anyway, so those are my things in my office. This motherfucker come by my office one day like,
yo, I don't like colored pictures on the wall. Turn them into black and white.
At that point, I'm like, oh, you just petty. Now, mind you, prior to that, it was plenty of things.
Why you don't fly on the jet with me? Why you don't come to...
All these things that really, really wasn't, had nothing to do about business. But I'm saying all that to say because I really looked up to this motherfucker one day. What, Kendra? What does that look
like? Well, today it makes sense why he was trying to get you on the jet.
Hey, hold on.
Oh,
Yes, sir,
I know. The moral of the story is I always felt the fake love, but I thought that my energy could overpower the darkness, right? I thought that my light could overpower the darkness, but it really couldn't because some people don't want to be that. You know what I'm saying? And you got to learn that, y'all. Some people don't want to. Some people have a diabolical plan to get exactly in everything they want. And mind you, that list grows. It don't stay the same. Before it was, let me get this money. Then it ain't about money. Then it's power. This, when you get to that level of like, I want the power to control, that's Donald Trump. That's like all these unbelievable dictators you see around the world. You know, power is the most addictive drug on the planet. And that's why I'm saying to you all, in situations like that, if you're currently in a situation where you're not happy and whole, you better identify what the fuck you can get up out of there. And I'm not talking about stealing. I'm not talking about scamming. I'm not talking about doing nothing illegal. I'm saying literally, what's the relationship? What company? All of us are dealing with multiple companies daily. I mean, in certain industries, right? Okay, well, where's the buyer? Where's the supplier? Who can you align yourself with? I mean, you got to be looking at these things. Because, you know, Sugar and Kendra, I feel like people be so in the rabbit hole of depression and dysfunction when they feel a certain way, they can't even see the opportunity around them. If I didn't think that way when I was at Rowdy Records and, you know, latched on to Dave Gates and took that energy along with my own and keep taking that blueprint every step the rest of my way in my journey in the music business until I was just tired of it. You know what I'm saying? But like, why do we get so far down the rabbit hole we can't even see other opportunities in despair?
So many of us don't want to identify what the issue is. So instead of identifying what the issue is, we place blame on those around us that have an effect on us. Mm. So if somebody does something and you have a reaction, it's their fault. If someone doesn't agree with you and you are upset, it's their fault because they don't agree. But what the issue is something that you either won't identify or can't identify because you won't take your behind to therapy.
Come on.
Or talk to somebody that will hold you accountable.
Come on.
So you have all of these triggers and you want other people to adjust what they're doing for your triggers, but it's your job to adjust what you're doing so
right.
That you're not triggered.
Right.
So when people do all of that, I don't have very much patience because you just keep on popping off. You keep on thinking everybody else is the issue. But baby, you need to look in the mirror.
Hello?
Because it might be you. I've been that person. I have done so much work on myself that I will not allow myself to be the issue anymore.
Woo! Child, I've been down so long, it looked like up to me.
They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me straight up to my face.
I'm not mad at fake love no more. I used to be really depressed when I felt people wouldn't reciprocate the love, when people wouldn't reciprocate the energy. You know what I mean? And in my probably late 20s, early 30s, I just took control, you know? And that's what I want to encourage people today. And I'm about to get into some telltale signs, how you know it's fake love. But I want to talk about this first. And Ken, I want to know what you think, because I think taking control, you know, it keeps you from being disappointed, right? And taking control meaning like, all right, cool. I can't be friends with everybody. I can't have the relationship the way I want with everybody. Because I wish, and I've treated the, you know, my life and the industries I participated in just like this. I want to love everybody. I want to be comfortable with everybody I'm around. I lead with that. But it's been disappointing a lot of times. And I think, again, in my 30s, I was like, you know what, by the time I got to my 40s, I mastered it. Because it take a while to get over, you know, being disappointed, especially by your superheroes. Especially, you know, by people you just knew, you know what I'm saying, had the keys to the castle. You feel what I'm saying? And then you a whole bitch? You was a whole bitch. You just a whole bitch. You know what I'm saying? Damn, like, and that fucks with your psyche. Some people can't get over that shit. Some people, I know people that have gotten into the industry and been disappointed. They got rotten teeth, ain't got no health care. I mean, just things that you'd be, how you letting yourself go over somebody else's actions?
Because your intentions from the beginning and partnering with that person is wrong. That's the thing you got to really check yourself on. Yeah. Why are you partnering with them? If it's not something that you're bringing to the table and that they're bringing to the table and you got some kind of exchange and you're just trying to get everything or either just be in proximity, that's why you still out here looking silly.
Yeah.
Because your intentions are wrong.
Facts. Intentions are very important. Can we just start living intentionally, TKBS Nation? Can we just put intentional living in our homes? Tiffany, find out how we can make some signs. I want to make some wood signs. Just something that ain't going to cost me a lot of money. Intentional living. I'm going to make 100 of them. I just want people to have it on their wall. Just because we need it. I want to go through these. How to know it's fake love. Are you ready? Here's my top five on how to know that it's fake love. Number one, when you say no and they switch up on you. Ooh. Child of power, no, huh? You say no to somebody and they switch up on you. Just because you said no? Oh, you're just supposed to run. I know you using me already. I know that you are getting more out of this relationship. So I say no one time. I don't give a fuck if it's 14 times in 30 years. And you switch up? Boy. Number two. Yeah, Chicken, do what you want to say. You got that face. Why is everything a shimmy with a look down at the titty? What? I mean, what? Yeah, you look. Hello, round of applause for Kendra's outfit. All right, number two, y'all. When you're giving more than you are receiving. Hello? Huh? You just gonna keep taking and not give, huh? You just gonna keep taking and then all of a sudden one day, everything gone. Everything, I ain't talking about the physical things, y'all. Shit you can take with you. I'm talking about your lifeline. Oh, you mad cause the lifeline gone? Take that. Sorry, I don't need to be busting. Too much violence in the world. Number three, when loyalty changes based on what they can get out of the relationship. Huh? You wanna take a baseball bat to a window, huh? Do what you wanna do right now. I feel you, huh? Let me repeat that. When loyalty changes based on what they cannot get out of the relationship any longer. Child.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So you just wanna just go on and just, hello? Loyalty, we need an episode called Loyalty. Okay, number four. Ladies and gentlemen, when they disappear during challenging times in your life. You don't be knowing what people going through, but the ones close to you do. Ooh. Oh, you choose not to be there. Oh, you, and then you want everything to be everything. Okay, guess what? I'll continue to show grace, but you'll never touch that sweet spot again. Mm-mm. Ooh, child. Number five. When they are only around for a good time. Hello? Hello?
Rose eyes.
I'm just saying. Listen, these are telltale signs of fake love. And y'all, guess what? Still show grace after that. You want to know why? Mm-hmm. Because the lack of your presence will affect them more than anything else you could possibly do for them. Oh, man. And continue to shine. And I ain't telling you put in their face, but show it. Exude it. Shine like it. Huh? Because people out here really fucked up. Yeah, what that shit, the spin the block shit? Kiss my ass, huh? Ain't no spinning the block. I'm too old.
Some people are doing good jobs at spinning the block.
You said what now? But that was love deferred. They're not spinning the block. That was love deferred. There's a such thing called soulmate. There's a such thing called I supposed to be. Okay, they ain't spinning the block. They goddamn, listen, spinning the block is somebody coming back having, they wasn't fucked up, clearly. Ashanti and Nelly didn't have no fucked up relationship. It was some industry shit.
I think they had to grow up. They were young when they first got together, and then they had to grow up. He had to understand what he had in her, and vice versa, and then he's able to appreciate her now. That's how.
Okay.
I tried to spin the block, and that was spinning the block. That man didn't mean me no good. I tried to give him another chance, nothing changed. Terrible.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to get this one. We bust the gun. You want to hold it?
Okay. Somebody new now. Bye.
Ooh. Oh, I think that we spending the block, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of us are too grown and mature to reignite something we know is going to be the same result. We're just too mature and grown. We don't need to be spending the block no more, y'all. Spending the block has everything to do with comfortability. Spending the block has everything to do with some shit that might have been good at the time. It was good. Don't mean it's gonna be good now. Hello? You done got a little bit more sexual, okay? If thing you could do, you know what I'm saying? And that you thought he was or she was, and then it ain't. And then look at Chip. Rolls eyes. All right, well, turning fake love into real love is how I wanna end this amazing conversation. I want y'all to feel free to add to that list. So in the recap tonight with Tiffany Hamilton Burns and Michelangelo, please feel free to add on to the how you could tell it's fake love list. And one we said was when you say no and they switch up. Number two, when you're giving more than you're receiving. Number three, when loyalty changes based on what they cannot get out of the relationship any longer. Jesus Christ. Number four, when they disappear during challenging times in your life. And number five, when they are only around for a good time. And we all have people in our lives like that. But I'm going to tell you how to turn fake love into real love. Replace them with people that's going to love you properly. Oh, you thought I was going to say. No, fake love is fake love. Ain't no good coming out of that. All right? Understand what it is. If you got to get some money in it, get it. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck on. Replace them if you have to. There's no other way around it. How do y'all feel about that? Because there's only real love is one-sided. Fake love is one-sided, and I'd rather be on the latter.
I'm very intentional with my relationships, businesses, partnerships. Whatever.
Did you say businesses?
Whatever.
No, nigga, you have a whole dictionary vocabulary for yourself on this show. I just want you. Businesses.
You don't be making stuff up.
First of all, sugar, this is right up your alley.
You know
this is.
Why
helping.
Why do I gotta argue when I'm trying to put my point across?
No, baby. Sorry. Baby, you said, why you do that, sugar? That's your fault. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kim.
Hey, y'all been interrupting my train of thought.
No, it was the business shift that shit. I want to highlight it so we can have a little thing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So
when I'm intentional with my relationships, whatever they may be.
Yes, that's right. Uh-huh. Business or professional.
I make sure that they're good for me. You know, I don't want to be in a relationship with anyone that's fake.
Man.
I don't know how to be fake at all, and I don't receive that. And then once I gather that from you, I'm out.
Yeah.
Because I need honest, genuine people around me. That's same for any individual. Anybody that sit up and just lie repeatedly for no reason and all those things, I really don't have the tolerance to any of that. So I exit left.
Right.
Okay. So I would say just be intentional and be slow with building those relationships. Some people just jump to
take your time.
Too fucking fast. Like, we ain't friends. No, we are acquaintances.
Yeah.
And we are getting to meet each other and to know each other, because you might not even like me.
Right.
It may be too rough for your ass. Okay. So let's take it slow.
Yeah.
And see if you like the real Kendra. And most people do.
Yes. We love you in real life. Ow. I love the white nails. Sugar.
Expect people to be who they are.
Hold on. Expect people to be who they are.
For real, pay attention to what you see. If you pay attention to what you see, if they do it to somebody else, it can easily be done to you.
Facts.
Easily. Yes. Don't ever walk into a relationship with somebody or a friendship or whatever and say, oh, not me, it will backfire in your face.
Yeah.
If they have done it to somebody else and you see it, it has the potential to happen to you. Not saying it always happens, but a majority of the time it does. Also, expect them from them and expect you from you.
Amen.
Don't say, well, if I was such and such, I would. They aren't you. You can't expect you from the people. You got to expect them from them.
That's right.
And if you don't approach, like if you don't like what they've done or appreciate what they've done or something doesn't sit well with you, address it and move forward.
That's right.
If they don't need to be in your life, let them go.
Amen.
If they do, adjust yourself.
I love it. Adjust yourself. Let's make the t-shirt, Tiffany. You know what I love when I see y'all? That y'all met through this, right? Like you met through this experience. And y'all are real friends. And there's some real connections that have been made with the nation and just the pandemic and how we all got together. And that's the fruit of this for me. You know what I mean? Because what I need all the fake people that continuously try to add value through this falsity of a lens, and I'll just say that because I'm trying to be nice, y'all stop. Just stop. Because real ones can see fake from a mile away. And the thing about what you don't really realize is we know you fake. And yet you around, like, y'all, I be trying not to just say names, child, because my light is so bright. And if I want the attention or not, I'm gonna get it. That's just who I am. I'm coming to play. I'm coming to slay. I'm coming to pray. All right? I'm coming to motherfucking do and be what people need in that moment. And people can't handle that because they're one trick ponies. And they look at me coming with all this energy and all this excellence. You know, it's like they get confused. But why be confused? Soak it in. Apply some of it to your game. I give it freely. I give it willingly. You know, but it's just that fake love that comes from like people that I really wish, you know what I'm saying, would like appreciate. You know what I mean? And I'm a grown ass man, successful. I don't need nobody for nothing, but I still value things in people that I see and I respect and I admire. So, you know, it's a thing that you gotta constantly deal with, ladies and gentlemen, going forward. But I would, you know, implore you to take control of the things you can control, because in my journey, you know, I've learned that when I was, you know, not in control, it fucked with my destiny. It fucked with my path that I was on. It swayed me from the path. But when I took control, I've been on that path. My purpose is now aligned with my passion. There are all types of things that come from that kind of strength. And I wish you all that strength, because I know it's hard. I know you're tied to people in certain ways where you just can't let go, and you got money in it and you got this, that, and the third in it. But I just think if you take control, the little piece, I'm talking about the way you act, the way you show up, how you respond, the shit that they've been getting on you about, you change that narrative. Because one of the biggest lessons I learned with Sean was he wasn't finna play with me. The biggest lessons I learned with Damon Dash, them niggas used to Joan and all that shit all the time. I'm not gonna play like that. We can have fun, but I'm not with all that ongoing personal shit. Somebody gonna fight. You know what I'm saying? And that was the energy. And I think that when you demand respect, you get respect. And I want you all to lead with that. I want you to lead with that, and I wish you the best on your journey. And don't forget, No Ordinary Love is coming to Atlanta, Georgia, June 1st. And I promise you, the curation in this, and take heed what I posted yesterday, I'm gonna post another one tomorrow and another one Friday. Just keep paying attention. It's gonna give you the blueprint on how you're supposed to feel. I don't give a fuck what's going on in your life. You're gonna come here and you're gonna feel a way. And that's the best way you possibly can feel. It's gonna remind you of things. It's gonna introduce new relationships and possibilities. It's gonna have a motherfucking show theme. I'm talking about show. I'm not talking about just Kenny Burns on the mic. I'm talking about show, and I'm not talking about artists. I want you to think bigger than that. I want you to think Broadway. I want you to think differently. Okay, it's time for some experiences. We are too mature. We'll never say old again. We are too mature to not have experiences. We're making too much money. We're having too much access. And God damn it, we need somewhere to gather. All right. No Ordinary Love, Atlanta, Georgia, June 1st, 2024. And Kendra, Take us out of here, beautiful.
Yeah, no sexy red, but he might play R. Kelly.
See, this is where the whole shit goes left at the end of the episode. I love you.
The dream is real.
The dream. The dream is real. With no R. Kelly. All right. See y'all later, ladies and gentlemen. We love you.
The dream is real.